Our next guest is committed to improving corporate boards at a fundamental level. He's written over 170 articles and 5 books, which by our accounting makes him the most published governance consultant in the world. His newest book, which was co-authored by Carolyn Oliver, is called Corporate Boards That Create Value. Sky Radio is pleased to welcome Dr. John Carver, principal of Carver Governance Design. John, there's a common thought that the Sarbanes-Oxley Act has brought corporate governance into the 21st century. Do you agree with that concept?
No, I really don't. I think it offers investors a lot of safeguards in terms of transparency and independence in the board's job, but it does virtually nothing to improve the nature of governance itself, and that's what's the big missing part in this whole issue of corporate governance.
Do you feel that the concept of governance is being misinterpreted, perhaps even misconstrued?
Yes, I think it's grossly misconstrued. Many people have observed that the board job is the least developed element in enterprise, and it continues to be an accumulation, really, of practices and traditions and personalities. What it doesn't have is a basic underlying theory, if you will, to support it, that is, basic thoughts and concepts which you would do with any developing field.
Well, what is the purpose of a board, if you will?
I think the purpose of a board is to be the owner representative. That is, to be the on-site voice of shareholders. I think that's its purpose, not to help management manage.
And that's where we're at today.
That's right.
Now, I know that you have personally been involved and helped a number of boards re-examine their whole approach to corporate governance. Can we talk about how specifically you've been able to get these companies to refocus their attentions?
Well, the most effective refocusing that I've done has been with companies in which the board would be willing to actually take a day or two and go back to the drawing board, to go back to really discussing the purpose of governance and what that might mean for them, and in fact, how it can learn to control, really be in control now without meddling, since the main job of the board to be in being owner representative is one wherein the board is a commander, not an advisor at all, even though individual directors may advise, of course.
Was this an epiphany for them?
It is often an epiphany for them because it comes as a bit of a shock that they should not be meeting as a board so that management can tell them what to talk about. They should be meeting to do two or three things. One is to determine in as intimate a connection to shareholders as they can produce, and that, of course, is difficult for publicly traded companies. They should determine what performance of this company is expected, what risks and other downsides are to be avoided, convert those things into documents that then become the marching orders, if you will, for chief executive officers. Then, of course, they need to monitor data to find out how those things are coming out.
So then your approach then is designed to change not so much structure, but attitudes.
Oh, absolutely. You're exactly right, Mark. It's not the structure at all. It's the attitudes. It's the mentality. It's the sense of accountability for the total.
Right. A lot of talk today about best practices, yet I was reading something that Sir Adrian Cadbury said about you, and he's himself credited with beginning many modern corporate board reforms. And he said about your work that it goes back to first principles and that it, quote, represents the only real theory of governance that exists today. What's the difference between your approach and the best practice approach that we read about so much?
The difference is this. Best practices is a very intelligent approach, however, is handicapped in a specific way. Best practices takes wherever we are at the moment and makes it a little better. In other words, it takes the usually a current mentality but finds a different way or a better way to implement that mentality, say a different way to hold a meeting or another way to structure more independence into a committee, for example. These would be called best practices, and they can be rather extensive. However, what I've done is to go back to the drawing board and say, well, first of all, before we try to improve what we have, let's go back and say, why do we have a board at all? What's the purpose of a board? What's its role in the scheme of things? What is it needed to do? Is it to add value? If it's to add value, to whom does it add value and what kind of value? So it's really a going back to the basics, and that's what Sir Adrian meant when he said that this went back to first principles.
So instead of fixing something that's broken, you're going to reinvent the product.
You reinvent the product. That's right.
That was Dr. John Carver, principal of Carver Governance Design in Atlanta. He's also an adjunct professor at the Schulich School of Business in Toronto, as well as the University of Georgia.